Well, today's episode is on GSD for MSMEs, Benefits, Business Management and Government Actions by Saginfotech Private Limited Company. So let's start. Get to know the GST benefits and tax management techniques for the MSMEs sector. Also, we have mentioned the Indian government and number 039S actions. There are more than 7.9 million MSMEs in India dated 27th of March 2022, as per the Ministry of Micro, Small, and Medium Enterprises. Nearly 30% of the country's manufacturing production comes from MSMEs. In the 2022 Statista report, there are nearly 110 million Indians who worked in MSMEs in the financial year 2016. As compared to the rural areas, the urban areas secure higher MSME employment. Micro businesses show the greatest proportion of employment in the country in the specified duration. Advantages of GST for the MSMEs sector. Mentioned below are the advantages and forthcoming objectives of the GST Act. A. The number of indirect taxes would get reduced. B. As there are some GST compliances, furnishing the GST return does not take so much time. C. The whole process of GST registration could be performed online. D. Once IRTIN is allotted, then the same could be used for all the GST aspects. E. Following the compliance, you could simply claim the ITC. F. It is simpler to find out the tax avoidance under GST registration. G. GST fixes reasonable prices for the product or service. How are MSMEs managing GST compliance? At the start of this year, in 2022, local circles reached out to Indian business people, gathering their feedback on the GST in their professional lives. The discoveries of the survey comprise: 1. Corresponded to pre-GST business taxation, 37% of companies would consume more time on GST compliance. 2. 50% of companies mentioned that their monthly accounting costs have surged since the GST has incorporated. 3. 75% of the companies revealed that invoice matching for the inputs and outputs would be the major issue with the GST. There are only 45% of the companies have a good experience with GST, while 24% said they're a poor experience. 4. On the GSTN website, the issues like connection troubles, logging in delays, and submitting information are commonly seen. Issues that the business suffers from. GST recommendations for MSMEs. Over 1 MB documents are unable to upload to the portal. This limitation has to be expanded. Only for 24 hours, the e-invoicing would be valid. The limitation or time must be extended, or the e-invoices should automatically be emailed to companies. If the turnover is more than hours, 10 CR, then e-invoicing would be applied from October 1, 2022. It must not be done for MSMEs. GST registration can be performed online, however, the physical verification could be performed by the state GST departments. Thus, MSMEs should communicate with the staff of the GST department that gives the measures for corruption. It is tough to find out about the new registration that comes beneath the state or central jurisdiction. Concerning their state jurisdiction office information, new registrants or taxpayers usually encounter a lot of misconceptions. There are countless legal and factual issues, hence the Income Tax Department requires a separate tribunal. On petroleum products, there is no GST. Government relaxation in respect of GST for MSMEs. Various actions are taken for MSME growth by the government, as it is conscious of the immense contribution of the sector. The same has comforted several MSME-related compliances as part of the GST regime. GST has the purpose to increase the number of taxpayers majorly in MSME, and the same may put a load on them regarding compliance along with the concerning expenditures. But with time, GST would make the same MSMEs more competitive by drawing MSMEs and large corporations into equilibrium. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at blog.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4072000. Thanks for listening.